You're listening to South Florida Arts Beat here on 91.3 WLRN and 91.5 WKWM. Hello, Ed Bell with you. Coming up on the program, Chef Norman Van Aken serves up a word on food, and our Florida Keys calendar features Andy Newman. Since the mid-80s, Ballet Flamenco La Rosa has educated and thrilled audiences with their workshops and performances. Here's Charles Greenfield to elaborate.
With our large Hispanic population, it is natural that dance forms are included and well-rooted in South Florida's cultural arena. Ballet Flamenco La Rosa, under the artistic direction of founder Elisa Rosal, has become one of the country's best-known flamenco companies and offers performances year-round as well as classes at Performing Arts Network at 13124 West Dixie Highway. There are classes in flamenco dance, singing, and guitar for students young and old. Ballet Flamenco La Rosa has produced shows that demonstrate traditional flamenco techniques with imaginative choreography borrowed from literature like Arthur Miller's The Crucible, Las Brujas de Salem, Shakespeare, Rey Lear, or King Lear, and La Dama Macbeth, and Bernard Shaw's Caesar and Cleopatra, Cleopatra y César. The dance company has worked with local tablaos, or flamenco clubs, since 1985. As a nonprofit, it has received national, state, county, and city grants over the years with outreach lecture programs in libraries, public schools, and community centers. Recently, I had the pleasure to speak to Elisa Rosal about Ballet Flamenco La Rosa, its history, its dance techniques, cross-pollination with other dance forms, and recent works. Elisa Rosal, welcome to South Florida Arts Beat.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Elisa, briefly describe your background in the arts and what led you to founding Ballet Flamenco La Rosa.
Well, I was a dancer and choreographer and actor throughout my childhood and early years, and I had a lot of theater training throughout my school years and a little bit at the University of Miami. And while I was studying classical ballet, I was introduced to flamenco and I fell in love with it. So I pursued that more and more, and eventually I danced in several companies in New York, and then I realized I wanted to do authentic flamenco, so I moved to Spain, and I lived in Spain for 5 years, performing with many, many companies and working with the best artists at the time. And after 5 years, I realized I really wanted to start my own company, and the best place to do that would be Miami. So I came back, and I started a school and a company at the same time so that I could train dancers for my company and audience members.
And when was that?
I started in 1985.
And very briefly, what is the mission statement of the organization?
Well, the mission is really to present authentic flamenco, which is with live music, and to expand the range and the boundaries of flamenco. So we do a lot of traditional pure flamenco work, and then we do a lot of very cutting edge new work.
Now, you teach flamenco to children and adults. What are the simple ABCs of understanding the flamenco technique? Is it a step-by-step process?
It is. I would say we start with the footwork. That is the rhythm that we do with our feet. And then we also do rhythms with our hand clapping and finger snapping, which are called pitos and palmas. And in the dance class, we also learn about other types of dance steps that are moving across the floor. And then arm movements are very, very important. Arms and hands are very expressive in flamenco. So those are the main technical parts. We also teach castanets because it's a very important part of the technique of Spanish dance. Even though it's not authentic to pure flamenco, it's part of the overall Spanish dance technique. And it really helps students to learn the rhythm and it helps to get a stronger arm placement or port de bras. So that's also part of our training.
I'm curious to know how you connect flamenco to other dance forms like jazz, tap, blues, and Middle Eastern, Sephardic, and Indian dance. Are there common elements? Flamenco seems to be associated with gypsy culture, but you're suggesting there are worldwide connections.
Definitely. Flamenco really evolved in medieval Spain, where many cultures coexisted in what's become known as the Golden Age. So flamenco's roots really are European dances of the time, as well as Arabic, African, Jewish. So those are already elements that are in flamenco. So I have done work where I focus on elements and create fusion work where we start with the music and we use musicians from both styles and then we create choreography based on what we find musically interesting.
Tablaos, flamenco clubs, what is their role here in South Florida?
They're very important, and they've really grown since 1985. When I started, there were one or two tablaos, and now there are many. And it's a great training ground for artists to get their tablas, the boards, and acting, so that you actually get performance experience. Because part of the training is what you learn in the classroom, the technique, and developing your body as the instrument. But a lot of it is the interpretation, the expression. And since flamenco is performed with live music, it's the interaction between the dancers and the musicians. So many things happen spontaneously in performance. So it's wonderful for dancers to be able to develop and for audiences also to learn about flamenco and to develop their love for flamenco.
Now tell us about the international artists you have brought to our region and what they represent.
We've brought so many, dozens and dozens of international artists, many, many from Spain and also from as far as Japan. We have brought artists from Sweden. We're going to bring an artist from Russia this coming year. I've gotten involved in a process where I've brought some of the great classic plays to flamenco works. So I've created these flamenco ballets based on great classical plays.
I want to talk about that in a moment. Your group mixes dance with drama, especially from literature, Arthur Miller, Shakespeare, George Bernard Shaw. What are elements in literature that inspire you in creating dance forms from flamenco that concentrate on dramatic high points and themes? Give us some examples from recent works on how this is brought together.
Well, first of all, I need to say that flamenco is a universal expression and it can express anything from comedy to tragedy, from the mundane everyday life to very intense dramatic moments. So I am particularly inspired by many of the tragic plays because I think flamenco is so dramatic. It's a great language for tragedy. So I have chosen writers like Chekhov, Ibsen, Shakespeare, Euripides, and it really has been very successful because it helps people relate both to the play and to flamenco in a new way.
Well, why don't you give us an example more specifically? In late May, you presented El Padre, taken from Strindberg's The Father. How was the reception and what was the goal of the work from a dance perspective and its literary representation?
Well, the challenge is to express in movement what is expressed in words. So we have to go to the heart of the emotional, spiritual, psychological elements, kind of like the subtext, I would say. We are representing the subtext rather than the text. Although flamenco has singing, so we also write original lyrics that are sung in Spanish, and we use some of the imagery that is used in the language of the writer. Also, symbolically in dance, sometimes we'll use some of the symbols. A good example, in El Padre, the writer referred to an unbreakable cord that connects a man and a woman once they have a child. So we actually used a piece of fabric that symbolized first the umbilical cord where the mother was connected to the daughter and then connecting the three, the mother, the father, and the daughter in this unbreakable bond. And the father decided to break it, so he tore the cord away. And so that was a very theatrical moment, very symbolic, very visual, taken from an image that the playwright wrote.
Yet the frame of that was classical flamenco technique.
Exactly.
And how did that framing mix with the literary representation? What were the dangers or what were the advantages?
Well, the process is I would write a script, which is each scene, what was going to happen. And the challenge is to translate from words to visual. So in each scene, I had to focus on what is really going on. What is it that we're trying to communicate? The essence of the emotion, the character, what is the character feeling and thinking, and what are the relationships between the other characters? And then with the rhythm of the footwork, it really becomes not so much about the steps. we could use any number of steps, but it's how the steps are interpreted by the upper body, the arms, the facial expression, the movement. And through the body, we see the feeling and the interaction and the psychological development of the characters.
That's fascinating. Are there some flamenco events coming up this fall and winter that you can share with our audience?
Yes, we will be doing some pure flamenco performances at PAN Performing Arts Network in North Miami, and those dates will be announced shortly. And then we're going to be doing another dramatic flamenco ballet based on a Chekhov play, The Seagull, and it's called La Gaviota. And one of the lead roles will be danced by a very famous flamenco dancer from Russia. So we're really excited about that. What I referred to earlier was that I've been very fortunate to get funding for international collaboration. And I have often included artists that are flamenco artists, but from the native country of the playwright. So that brings another point of view and another insight to the project.
Well, you certainly rounded that one off well. Elisa Rosal, thank you so much for attending South Florida Arts Beat.
Thank you.
Ballet Flamenco La Rosa has been South Florida's premier flamenco-inspired dance organization for several decades. In the last 10 years, the group, under the direction and choreography of Elisa Rosal, has presented shows with international artists performing works taken from world literature, including Arthur Miller, Shakespeare, Bernard Shaw, and Strindberg. Its work with the community involves outreach to schools and community centers and private lessons from their office at Performing Arts Network in North Miami. For more information about their performances and classes, call 305-899-7729 or go to their website at balletflamencolarosa.com. For South Florida Arts Beat, I'm Charles Greenfield.
Charles Greenfield is a classical music contributor for the Sun Sentinel and has written for the Miami Herald. You can email him at cdgpm@bellsouth.net. Please stay with us. South Florida Arts Beat continues in just a moment.